just record it.
Okay, so our hackerspace is pretty young. It's been open for 2 years now, and 2.5 years. Yeah.
How many people?
The community is very small, around 50 people, and maybe 50 more that come and go through the year, but there are like 50 members that come home.
And what's the biggest thing you did?
We do a lot of software hacking, hardware hacking. We've done a LateCube just for fun, trying to, the latest project is trying to build eco boxes that work with Arduino and measure and other sensors and measure the air quality and stuff like that. The idea is to put them around the city and have like more information about what we're building. So
nice, thanks.
That's all it.
Thanks. Let's move on.
Hi, I'm Axel. I'm from Hamburg, and I'm here from the Hamburg makerspace called Attraktum. The makerspace has existed for around, well, just over 2 years now. We're around 60 people. We have a 300 square meter rooms in the north of Hamburg. From the topics what we explore, we have lots of electronic people, both Arduino and classic electronics. We have a few people doing just regular material work, both CNC and like classic woodshop working and then metal working. And more specialized topics like lock picking, like quadcopter flying. Well, yeah, due to the usual things that happen in makerspaces. What the bigger projects we do is not so much building things, but doing events. We try to do one large event every month. And we're coming to the project. Well, I'm a bit proud of. We had a Maker Faire type event here in Hamburg. It was not under the Maker Faire label. It was called Hamburg Maker Meeting, Maker Faire, so the type of the event that it was, and that was around 200 people. And this is also what I would like to invite you of. If you're in Hamburg, it would probably be in the summer, in August, we would like to do this again, and slowly growing this into a regular annual Maker Faire. Yeah.
Thank you.
So I'm from Switzerland. Geneva, and I work at a hackerspace called Postel et Vincelat, which is a joke of the motto of the city. And we were created 2-3 years ago, but we struggled to find a space. So we found one 6 months ago, and we're still building the space, I said, because it was empty. We are about 20 now, and the few biggest projects we've thought of was to revive the Neo Geo arcade system so we could play in the lab. And also we try to organize a meeting monthly, like Code Night or other subjects to attract people from the area to make them notice us. So that's it.
Thanks. I'm Robert. I'm from Tire Pack Space in Dublin, Ireland. We have about 35 members, but a bigger community of maybe 100 of people that are frequent around their space. I think the thing I'm most proud of in the hackerspace is trying to, or invite others to participate in, is the synchronous hackathons. We help coordinate those, the monthly hackathon on the third Saturday and Sunday of the month, and where we use video conferencing. It's not required, but it's just having your space open as an open weekend where people can come and use it. I think that's it.
Hello, I'm Daniel, I'm from Romania. I'm not currently associated with any hackerspace, but I'm here with my friend Jordan. experience, and because we plan to open up Hackerspace the next year, we'd like to get some answers to questions like how do you get to critical mass of enough members to have a sustainable Hackerspace, how do you deal with inactivity, and various other problems people encounter that they solve. So, thank you.
I'm Kay. I'm from MetaLab in Vienna, Austria. I'm one of the very few women in this room, which is not surprising, but a bit disappointing. I'm actually a member of the board of our hackerspace, one of two female members of the board, that is, out of three people. We exist since, we celebrated our sixth anniversary this year. We are a very open space compared to many other hackerspaces, which means that you do not have to be a member to come to workshops, to give talks, to participate, to use our 3D printers. It's a bit different for our laser printer because it's expensive. There are 180 members though, most of them paying members, but we also offer free memberships for people who would like to be, for example, on our internal mailing list where hackerspace-related issues and ideas are discussed. And we offer those to, for example, students who cannot pay or people without a job. We offer many different things. There's different user groups. The user groups are groups that are responsible for most of the events that we have at our hackerspace. And there are, on the one side, groups that focus on programming, for example, and then there are groups that, for example, develop film and photographic paper, so a photo group, or also a group that needs to sew and knit, which is called O'Neill's. Also lots of electronics things, and 3D printers and laser cutters are, so we are almost a makerspace, but very open. And also, actually, so many people do have an IT background, but it's not a 3D printer.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Florian. I'm one of the founding members of the Adhesive Hackerspace in Innsbruck, Austria. We're about 20 to 25 paying members. We meet once a week, every Tuesday. This is the day where guests are welcome too, so we try to make sure we do something slightly interesting that time. Our projects are related to, we're trying to build a blinking wall, actually we do for 2 years now. It did blink sometimes. Yeah. We have 2 3D printers which are almost working, and lots of other projects. Yeah.
Thanks. Well, sounds familiar.
We have zero that work.
Almost work. Yeah.
I'm Leandro from LHC, it's in Campinas, Brazil. We're a very small hackerspace, there for over a year. About 15 people, 15 square meter room. And well, we're not very active. In trying to bring some hacker culture to Brazil is quite difficult. But we did do a conference this year. Managed to get about 40 people there talking about all sorts of stuff, and that's pretty much it. We do have some electronics equipment and things for us hacking as well, servers and things like that. We did also do some hacking nights where we work on open source projects.
Great, thanks.
Hello, I'm Christian. I'm from Hackerspace in Bamberg, Germany. We are a very young Hackerspace, celebrated our first birthday a month ago. square foot or tenant?
Square foot?
No, square foot. Square meter. I'm trying to speak English. We are about 40 people from all kinds of backgrounds. We have a 3D printer, CNC machine. One project we are particularly proud of is a machine to cut styrofoam with a wire cutter built of an old scanner. And with this styrofoam we are able to cast aluminium. And it's a very fun project to do. And I have to talk to my fellow members. Any other projects to mention?
Very shy. Creating the hackerspace.
Yeah, big project, creating airspace, walls and the workshop and the tables. Our table is very famous now. Hackerspace in Singapore contacted us to build us a table, and we're very proud of that. And we try to do talks every two weeks. And we are open space, everybody can come around. And we are starting to build a group for Chaos Not Schule. And we are going to start it next year to go to schools and also be with children to bring them to the hackerspace and just the electronic culture.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you.
I'm Rie from Labitat in Copenhagen. We're 3 years old. We have 30, 40 regulars.
Yeah.
Almost 90 paid members, and then a few hundred on the mail lists. There are lots of electronics going on, and we are looking for a larger place so that we can expand to do more stuff.
Our current space is around 200 square meters, and we have a quite big 3D printer group and a big electronics group, but we'll I'd like to expand more, yeah, also have some workshops and stuff like that, but don't really have space for all the big tools. We meet every Tuesday, at least. We have open space for everyone, and then the members can come and go as they want throughout the week.
Oh yes, and I should mention our small biolab, which is quite well equipped, only not
with people. Well, they show up. When they get media covers, and then they clean it up and leave it.
Okay, nice, thanks. Can we make it faster so that everybody gets a turn before the hour is over?
You have the room for the whole evening. So
oh, okay then.
And the next workshop is this right packet phase.
Of course.
Thing, and it's, so there's. Yeah, you can use it your whole day.
That's me again, yeah, but other people probably have to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're 60 seconds up.
Yeah, I'm Unicorn, I'm doing the workshops here, so I don't know. But, yeah, I'm from the Zettelbau in southern Germany, in Mannheim, and I think we have all this fancy stuff, like laser cutter, we all even brought it here, like our slush machine and all the things. But that's not the thing, but I think the one thing we try to make different in our hackerspace is that we want to be like as transparent and as open as possible. We have like a team where we wrote a software where we even like have our account balance on the internet from our club share account, and we like publish information: how many members are there, how many power is used in the space, how many IPs are used via EHTTP, and all these things. And we have no internal mailing list. We try to keep every discussion as open as possible and try to be as friendly to new people who should come around as possible and all these things. And when you drop by, you will get like somebody will take care of you and give you a tour of our hackerspace. And yeah, that's the thing. We try to be open in a way. And it works quite well.
How many members?
We have 80 members. We started 3 years ago with 26, and now we have 82, I think. Yeah.
I founded several hackerspaces during the last 13 years. I guess four.
Choose one now.
Probably you know me from the was Hackerspace design patterns. I wrote with some friends 5 years ago. Probably saw those slides. Now I choose the one where I'm quite often at the C-base in Berlin. Probably heard of it. It's kind of the mothership of all Hackerspaces. C-base is 17 years old already. And it's a place where we reconstruct a spaceship or a space station, which will crash on the future, in the past. The space station from the future is fresh. But anyway, so this is a room of 700 square meters with a lot of talks quite every evening and with 465 paid members and around 3,000 people every year will meet there and show up.
Most parts are not open to the public.
Well, it depends. So we have two decks, so two stages, two floors. The upper floor is completely open. So there's another part where we can come to a member or another member. So it's kind of living room sometimes. Must it be open for everyone?
I'm Peter from Edinburgh Hackerspace. We've been going 2.5 years and we have about 20 members, and probably the project we're most proud of was before we actually formed a hackerspace. We were a Dorkbot group and we made a mechanical organ. It was a piano organ, put solenoids on this, you could play MIDI files. So look up Waffle Flute on YouTube and find it.
Hey, I'm Vasil from Talk from Bulgaria. We existed from about 3 years, about 30 people, and more come and go. We're mostly a place where people can do talks, some courses and stuff like this. We don't have many projects, and actually I can remember two of them. So one of them was fixing a driver for some scanner that was required to be used in the government, and they couldn't run it on the Linux in no way. And the other one is related to most of the problems that were in the wiki. So we have a system that opens the door by just, so you ring the number, it hangs up on you, and opens the door by just closing the relay for a while. And it also tweets who is actually coming in, so we have a way to see if there's actually someone in there so we can go and visit.
Great, thanks.
Hi, I'm Nico from Wuppertal, this time. We are quite a young space, I guess 1.5 years old. And the special thing about our hackerspace is, I guess, we are an old train station, so we have got a quite cool building. And from our projects, the biggest thing is at the moment WePair Cafe, so that we can reach people which aren't in this technical hacker culture and get connected to them so that they will see what we are doing. Yeah.
I'm Brett from Perth, Australia, the Art Factory. We've got about 50 paying members, a few other occasional volunteers. We've got about 400 square meters, a commercial warehouse unit, costs a fortune. The project that's a little bit earlier, most heavily used, is a CNC router, 600 by 400 working area. We've got a new one, that's loaded this week, I've done before. We've actually got quite a lot of steampunk contingent in the group, which is for theatre and pantomime.
So I'm Praveen, I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area, and I've actually been involved with three separate spaces. I'm just going to mention really quick because there's a lot of overlap between the three. So there's Noise Bridge in San Francisco, which Mark and Legend all also here. Pseudo Room in downtown Oakland, and also we have the newest one, Liberating Themselves Locally, which is a space which is focused on women, people of color, immigrants, and other people with traditional technology that we're reaching out to. So how does projects think? And Noisebridge, somebody developed a thing called Northfly, which is a magnetic thing you stick on your body and it tells you where magnetic Earth is at all times. The other thing that I'm really happy about that just happened this last week was basically a 3D printer demonstration with a bunch of kids of undocumented immigrants, and we were able to get them doing their own 3D print designs, and I was really excited about that. So.
Yes. I'm Ovidius. I am with a syndicate at the moment. I was a member of the Tokyo Hackerspace 2 for 3 months.
Okay, I'm actually a member of the Techie Hackerspace, which I'm an investor and also a member of. We have about 50 members. We're based in Amsterdam. The project we're proud of, probably, it sounds stupid, but a simple LED RGB wall, because the people who built and designed it and made it work were software programmers. They have no idea about electronics.
Still don't.
This was their first project, and they kind of overcome all the learning difficulties and issues and got it up and going in a kind of short list of time, so we're actually quite proud of them. I want to give the floor over to Sam, who's from the London Hackerspace, because I used to be part of that, and it's an important space because we have a lot of community problems, which I think everyone else here has. Go up, take it away, Sam.
Hey, sorry, I think I forgot to jump to you. Sorry. I'm Sam, the techie from London Hackerspace. We have 555 members now. We have a governance model issue. We have a small space. Rent is expensive in London, it's crazy.
It's like 4,000 euros a month in just in rent and service costs.
I think we're really proud of the EMF camp, which we have recently sort of joined you guys with the big summer camps.
I'm sure it won't see
you. My Dutch thinks it will, I'm sure.
Sam, project most proud of London.
London Hackerspace. I was going to put forward EMF camp as one of them.
Yeah.
And so they're embracing the wider hacker community and actually saying to you guys, hey, we're in England, come join us in Milton Keynes, come to a hacker camp. And actually coming to see you guys here, it actually makes a lot of sense to actually provide that space where you can come. There have been lots of cool technical projects as well, but I mean, it's kind of the same as everywhere else, right?
Yeah.
Which is like digesting things that are seen elsewhere on the net. It's a very vibrant space. It is truly 24/7, door access system. A lot of these things are completely solved. I personally reorientated my life to be near the hackerspace more of the time. And I spent the last 2 years there. It's completely changed my life. I'm not even kidding. Like, cultural change, everything's shifted. I'm now just like, make a movement person. That's like actually what I'm doing with my life. Like, spreading that culture. And I think it's having that effect on a lot of people. So, it's definitely an incubator for, revolutionary makers. So, this is good.
Thank you.
I'm Stefan from
Magdeburg
in Germany. Member of Netz39. Hackerspace we founded in May, and around July we got our space actually this year. Our greatest achievement at the moment is actually founding the Hackerspace, opening the Hackerspace. So at the moment we are up and running and we started the first great projects, which are a bit more than just building Hackerspace. With about 25 people at the moment, we are hoping to get more members, and we'd like to see where this is going, but hopefully this is going to be a great space. So for the next camp or for the next congress, we will be here with a group of our own and present much more bigger space.
Great, thanks. The next one is in Holland, next summer, in Ulm.
Hello, I'm Cork. I'm with 1LM Labs in Galway in Ireland. How old are we? We're nearly 3 years old. We're 3 years old at the end of February. We have about 55 members. What kind of project are we proud of? We help kick off the Galway Coder Dojo group, which is teaching all young kids between the ages of 6 and 18 to do lots of coding stuff, and that seems to be kicking off really well. I think we've got like 200 kids every Saturday doing coding around Galway. We also do the Ignite Galway stuff as well. Last one of those we had like 140 people there, so we were pretty happy with that. Challenges would definitely be, we've got 55 members now, but when there's 7 people who kind of founded it, a lot of those are not there anymore, so a lot of the original enthusiasm behind keeping the space going has kind of disappeared, and because there's always people coming in and out of Ireland quite a bit, they're it's making sure that people are there to make sure that labs actually keeps going the entire time, and new projects. It's difficult when there's lots of people leaving the country and coming back in and stuff to keep the project going and stuff. So we find that to be an issue, but we're working on it. Exchange, basically, it's more Rob and Jeffrey's thing and a few others, but they're trying to get an Irish meetup or Irish conference sometime in next summer, I think. They're looking into that now, so if any of you are interested in it, let people know later, because the more the merrier coming down to it, that'd be great. So, yep.
Briefly, I'm from Talg. There's a few of us here. It's great to come over. My main projects are related to fire. and anything I can build in a day or two, if it's over a day or two, I don't get interested.
Hi, I'm Martin from the Chaoticum in Lübeck, Germany. It's like 60 kilometers, I think, this way. And we are in a very new association. We were founded in March this year, and we have 15, 16 members so now. And I think one of our main achievements is that we provide the Freifunk Lübeck, some kind of open Wi-Fi. I think many of you knew Freifunk. Main goal is to have an actual hackerspace, because we have the people, and now we are planning on renting a room and getting some space, and that's our main goal, and that's what we are aiming for right now.
Hi, my name is Kevin. I'm from Chaos Computer Club Wiesbaden. The club is I think 6 years old by now. We have our own hackerspace for about 2.5 years. We're about 40 to 50 members, 25 I think, of which are active. Most of the members are not very active. That's one of the challenges, getting them active. I think we have a pretty complete hackerspace. We've rented an old pharmacy building in Wiesbaden, which is right across the Rhine River from which is confusing because Chaos Computer Club Mainz is actually Wiesbaden. We do have several projects more or less active. I think the one I'm most proud of is that we do a lot of work with kids. We do our financing in part through the city of Wiesbaden, which offers us projects with kids during the holidays. We show them how to build robots with Lego Next. This is part of our financing. And also we have something we call Cars for Kids, which is basically where we open space for kids from 8 to 14, 15 and basically do with them what they want on an individual basis. So if they want to learn soldering, we show them soldering. If they want to learn programming, we show them programming. I think the last time there were two of them who wanted to develop apps for Android, so we gave them an introduction to the Android ecosystem. So that's basically it's work with the kids and the youth, and showing them the entry into this world is, I think, what we are most proud of.
Thanks.
My name is Carl. I'm trying to start an hackerspace in Tartarstone. I came here to hear about those experiences. From stage, I have one very nice room, 60 square meters. Paperwork for getting funding in some way, which is quite difficult for me.
Sorry, what did you say? I didn't understand. Where is that?
Tartus, Estonia.
Estonia.
I'm Daniel. I'm also from the Art Factory in Perth, Western Australia. Again, don't have to go into details in the space. It's only what I'd be most proud of as an individual would be the door lock project, which came together in a day and a half thanks to some troublesome tenant issues and that necessitated us to rock quickly, which was constructed out of entirely stuff we had lying around in our toolboxes. Though as treasurer, I would also like, my most proud moment would be when we paid the rent on time for November, which was the first for the existence of the organisation.
What he said. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. I like turtles. He likes turtles.
I love turtles.
Yeah,
with
Dean
from Bandit,
I'm
pretty interested in
any more people on that side?
Well, here, the whole middle, so...
Hello, I'm Havo from Cologne. Our space, or makerspace name is Dingfabrik. And we've got about 50 members, 3 years old. We are proud of our self-made laser cutter. And we are the first repair cafe in Germany. And exchange, we do tool exchange, because when a space tools or machines have, it's more likely they get more tools. So, but with 5 or 10 laser printers or whatever, it's unusual, so we exchange it with other spaces. For example, we've got a wood turning mill or wood mill, and so we gave it to the Fab Lab St. Pauli because they wanted one.
Yeah, I'm also from Dingfabrik. I may add that maybe a bit like MetaLab, we try to be as open as possible, and we definitely have our open days, and everybody can attend our weekly sessions where everything is decided, so that everybody can hear what we talk about. But if only members can raise their hand to say yes or no. And you don't have to be a member to hold a workshop. Host a workshop, you don't have to be a member or even pay anything to use stuff, especially if when you come on Fridays. Fridays are pretty crowded because we had lots of media coverage, because Cologne is also a media city, and we can't see them anymore. And we have a space problem. Too little space. Too many people.
Well, I'm from FixMe in Lausanne, Switzerland, with these two. And we have 15 registered members, but it's more like 25 paying members. And all the projects, group projects, are kind of hard, but the space infrastructure is quite nice. And we offer some services like Git or BPM or something like that. Quite a big infrastructure.
And you're very hospitable. I visited a few times, and which was very nice. Thanks.
And hello from Hanover. I'm from Leiden Lab, a hackerspace that's been founded nearly 2 months ago. And we are proud of not much yet, because we are still looking for a place. And it's a real challenge to find an affordable place in Hanover. But we try to meet every Tuesday and sometimes on Sunday.
Hey, I'm Jure from Ljubljana, Slovenia, from Keyword People or Cyberpipe, as sometimes we tell ourselves. So we're about 10 years, 11 now. We're mostly funded from grants and government and stuff like that. So we have about 20 active members, and we sometimes give the money to boring stuff, like keep the place open. But not for smart stuff. That's free. You have to volunteer that. So we have about 2 or 3 lectures every week. Strong open space, strong web communities, other activists also. We just got a fully equipped biolab somehow. Mark from Switzerland made it for us, and it's now there. And we just got money to research, so which we have Hype, which is festival we do every year, every 2 years, and we got 10 terabytes of hard disk space in a server, which we filled with pirate ebooks. And now we're looking actually for hackerspaces that want to peer with us, and so we can give them all those books and they can upload more. So talk to me. Thanks.
the same problems. No space, no money, no experience. And about 30 of us, we have our chat rooms, Google's Linux user group of Novi Sad, and our spiritual leader is not so good by English, so I'm just trying to explain what we are going to do. And he's sitting right here, but he can present us better in German. So if you are, if you want to hear it, more of you are here in English, right? In English. Okay. You can now
Sorry.
Last year there was an idea. We were in Berlin, and there was an idea for a Balkan conference. We will try to connect people and to try to find something somehow to connect people from Balkan, from Slovenia, Macedonia, you know, states from ex-Yugoslavia. So if there is somebody from here, not only from ex-Yugoslavia or from Balkan, but and if you have some experience, we come here too late because somehow we missed the beginning and now we didn't hear everything, and we will try to make some connections so we can later move on.
Very good.
That's it.
Thank you. Somebody else wants to say?
I'm Benjamin. I'm from the mainframe, a hackerspace in Oldenburg, Germany. And we are 56 people at the moment, gaming people, and 25 active. Our space is 200 square meters. And the project we are most proud of is our inventory system. A little bit too German, we labeled all the things in the space. We have a barcode scanner system, and it's connected to our refrigerator, so you can take Mate, scan the Mate bottle, and at the end of the day, you receive a bill by email. Without you have to pay real money, you pay it later.
And we also have a big laser cutter now. Okay, so
and I'm sort of like the odd one because I'm Philip. I co-founded a space in Berlin a few years ago called Open Design City and held open workshops there for 3 years. Now I've sort of like changed side. I'm a journalist writing for a German hacker magazine called Hardware Hacks, and we have a home story in a hacker space in every issue. It's a quarterly, so it's yeah, four issues a year. So I'm here sort of like spying who to visit next.
Leave your cards.
Yeah, exactly. And also, of course, this is a make magazine type of thing, so we have a lot of write-ups of how to do stuff, of, you know, instructions of cool projects. So I'm always looking for authors who want to write up their how-tos if they build a cool project, and we actually pay them, of course, because it's just a, you know, paying people. So I'm sort of like keeping my ears open here, and see what great projects you do, and yeah, looking for people who want to write about that. Maybe that's also source of income for some.
Okay, great. So how are you going to do the next part? I've heard that the biggest challenges are making a hackerspace, so there are several people that actually still want to do it, and then the others that are already established, but they have the growth problem, so how to deal with the growth. So if we just split in two halves, and in this part, we get the people who actually want to make a hackerspace, and somebody who wants to help them with their experiences, and here on the other side, the people who have a hackerspace which is running for a long time but have the membership problems, administration, yeah?
I'd like to talk about inactivity.
Inactivity.
And I'd also like to talk on inter hyperspace that too.
Yeah. Well, if somebody wants to just give a little talk for 5 minutes, it's also fine.
I was wondering if is there going to be any more later on in the week as well? Because the last 2 days seem to be pretty quiet.
He could. So shall we? I can organize a workshop on the day 3, 4, which one?
Yeah, either day, there's pretty quiet.
Okay, so I will make a follow-up workshop on 2 hours, and then we can get together again, and I can do that. Okay.
Yeah. What's the week you put on?
Yeah.
Or,
I want to make an announcement. We have a party in the Traktor in the city north. Party is tomorrow and on Saturday. Tomorrow is the lock picking party for everyone for the lock picking trip. And on Saturday we have the space open for everyone and hearing chilling music and stuff and some drinking. So everyone is invited to see the truck
Okay.
Party is at 8 o'clock in the evening.
Where was that?
A truckdoor in City North.
Remember, okay.
So if you have any stickers and posters and stuff, bring them out to the tables, and somebody wanted to bring t-shirts, Teta Lab, but I didn't hear anything from them, from Toulouse. They said they would be here and bring t-shirts.
We have a t-shirt press here, we can make that t-shirt. If there's one more minute, I would like to knock something out, because you are here, but most of you will have people in their space watching the streams. We have this Congress Everywhere location, and we are trying this year to get them back here on stage, like to make a Skype connection somewhere with this magical webcam thingy. And so the people in your space can then like be on big screen and start one, which is the biggest one, and make like a tour of your hackerspace, and that would be really great.
When is that? When?
I'll try to make it in every in the pause between the talks.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get like when the next talk is an English one, I'm trying to get like international thingies, and when it's like a German talk, I try to get a German hackerspace, so that we can like everybody understands everything. But it would be really great if you could ask your folks at home just to look on this on the Congress streaming page. There's a It's linked there, like it's called Chaos, but with interpretation. It's really proud and crazy. The concept is a bit shaky, but we get it if you work, I hope so. But it would be really great if you could ask your folks at home to like find a webcam and connect to it.
Which raises the question, who does have folks at home watching Congress? Oh! Nice. Nice.
And the announcement from me in half an hour, so in 40 minutes, at 6:30, there will be another workshop about Atlas probes at hackerspaces. So if you're interested, come in half an hour. But because there is nobody else in this room in the meantime, then we can extend this now for at least half an hour and then talk about what you brought up, the inactivity, for example.
I have another question before we split up. Is every single hackerspace on hackerspaces.org, or is one of you not on there?
And who is it?
So everyone's on hackerspaces.org?
Good. If you're not copy-paste, that's what Wiki supports. Seriously, if you source copy-paste, there are some really, really awesome pages, and there are some pages that haven't been updated in so long, but that's why the source available will make the best combination of that page.
Somebody was talking about introvert.
Yeah, shall we spend like at least 15 minutes just talking in smaller groups and then come back? I'll put the alarm on.
I